WNTN Radio Boston, welcome back to my show, Italy Echo. This is your host, Viviana Dragani. And today, let's meet a young rapper making waves in the hip-hop scene by donating all his money made from music and gigs to create a cancer fund to help people who cannot afford expensive treatment. Welcome, YBE Cancer.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. So, why are you doing this? Tell us.
My base point, I want to change my world. I know I can't change the world, but I like to change my world. I've been dealing with cancer all my life. I've been around it growing up, watching my grandma, watching my mom, my aunties, my uncles like battle this disease. I use my music and my theatric as a way to brighten their spirits up and change their attitudes and their energy. So that's what I want to do with my music, taking it and moving forward from my music. I wanted to, like I said, take my funds and build a whole cancer foundation where we have a cancer spa and hospital. And I want to make people feel better, make people forget about the situation that they're in and maybe change their outlook and help them get through the situation that they're in as far as battling cancer.
That's an amazing initiative. Thank you. And so you have a new album out, Flute. Tell us about it. What's it about?
Welcome to Drip. I named it Welcome to Drip. It feeds into my persona as the Drip God. I got that name a few years back, basically coming from the way I dress. But it's a more serious and bigger meaning to Drip God and Welcome to Drip. This album, I wanted to express and show all the blood, the sweat, the tears, the pain, all of the what it took to become what I am. And in doing so, I wanted to change everybody's opinion on that word, thus being the reason why I chose my name, YBE Cancer. I know it throws people off sometimes, but there's a reason. I want to change the meaning of that word. I want people, when they say that word, when they speak my name, I want you to think of me. So, you know, it's getting to the point now that people say, hey, I can't wait to see cancer. I can't wait to cancer come through. Like, you never heard that before until you met me. You've never heard that before. So I want to take that and I want to use that in my music and in my album. And I want to change people's whole outlook on this word, on this whole theme of cancer.
Got you. And were there any particular bands or artists you took inspiration from?
Yes and no. I take inspiration from everything around me. It wouldn't just be an artist or a band. It would take situations, places, things, events. My current situation, previous situation, I'm a situational rapper per se sometimes because I like to take real life experiences and mix them and paint a picture. I might not take everything per se, word for word, but from a main experience that I went through or someone else is going through, I will paint a picture and try to connect with my audience.
Thank you. And how would you describe your musical style?
definitely flashy, fun, different. I'm working on trying to create my own genre. I'm calling it drip hop. Again, it's another way for me to express my persona, Drip God. So when you listen to my music, you're gonna hear all type of different styles. You'll hear pop, you'll hear country, you'll hear rap, you'll hear R&B, you'll hear all rock. I got so many different flavors because I'm trying to reach everyone. I'm not just trying to reach one type of audience.
Terrific. And if you could collaborate with any living artist, who would it be?
My favorite of all time artists, it would be Lil Wayne. That's my favorite rapper.
Okay, thank you. And when did you write Flute? Where did you record it?
funny story, I was getting one of my friends was getting his car fixed. They were getting the tire worked on. And I was going through beats and I was writing, freestyling, just doing what I do, and I came across this beat, and I thought it was so dope, I immediately started writing. The hook came up immediately because of the flutes. Later, I think that week, I actually sat down with the song. with one of my A&Rs, actually the lead A&R, Soprano, YBE Soprano. And we locked in on the song, came up with a great concept, and we took it from there.
Interesting. And what are your hopes for this new project?
Again, change people's lives, man. Change their outlook. Make them different. Make them feel different. Change their energy, their vibes. I don't care what mood they're in. I don't care what they're going through when they hear my music. I want it to change instantly. And for even whatever, how long the song is or how long they listen to me, they forget.
Thank you. And finally, can you tell us about your plans for the rest of 2023?
The rest of 2023, my plan is to spread my music, spread me everywhere. I want everyone to learn and hear about me and what I have going on and maybe try to get them involved, because I'm trying to encourage these rappers to not just produce music that encourages our youth to kill, steal, sell drugs, be in the streets. I want to show them that they can do something different, and to they can change the people's lives that are around them. That's what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to show them that there's a different way than being in the streets. You can start businesses and you can start corporations and you can do something that you have a skill in and you can work for yourself. That's YBE, Young Business Entrepreneurs. Like, creative businesses and opportunities, not just for those around me, but I'm trying to expand to make it for anyone. You know, people just looking for jobs. I'm trying to be able to create those.
Thank you so much, YBE Cancer, for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.